Blog Talk Radio.
I'm moving on.
y'all heard it. I heard it. And guess what? I'm finna give it to you. I'm finna give it to you. I'm gonna let y'all listen to this lecture. Y'all know I'm doing this out of sheer instinct because I can't do nothing no more.
Why not do it yourself? With Wix, you can create your own professional website.
Yeah, I like Wix and all of that, but that ain't what I need to hear right now. Y'all finally got me where you wanted me. I'm working hard in a well-digging Montana. But guess what? I like her and all of that stuff, but that ain't what I was looking for. What I wanted to tell y'all was, tonight's show is definitely a salute to Mr. Big Al Wash of ALWE. Specifically, I'm sending out to him some pertinent information that I really, really know what he's been going through and why he's as successful as he is, because he has the stamina and everything else it takes to be the man. So, again, this salute is to Mr. Al Wash of ALWE and also the State Fair of Texas. I was reading up on a little history of the State Fair of Texas, and as appreciative as some people seem, I never really knew what this tradition was all about until I read back a little farther and looked a little deeper and know that it takes more than just dedication to work for and at the State Fair of Texas. Man, it pays immensely well, but that's not the reason. The reason is the historical value, y'all. And see, that's what you all are failing to understand about life in Texas and more than likely the world. But I'm just, right now, I really believe this because all of the places I've ever been was nothing inclining me to stay anywhere else but Texas. And I found that after a couple of weeks anywhere and everywhere that I've ever been before, and I've stayed out on the road quite a while, a few times, you know, never in any years, but almost months. But and really on a regular basis, I only came back to Texas because I didn't know where any cleaners was, and a certain few times, and I got tired of buying all new outfits. Certain people would ask me, "Hey man, did you have that all last week?" Or you know, things I used to wouldn't do. You know, repeat wearing something next week or the week after that or whatever, because it just wasn't my gig, you know. That wasn't what I would do. But a lot of the times when you got stuck out, like I got stuck in Lubbock one time in a snowstorm. Man, we were only supposed to be gone like a week, but once we got stuck in the snowstorm, you know, friends started coming through and pool games was getting good and all of that there. I was like, yeah, man, let's go and stay a couple more days. You know, hazardous driving down that road with all of that snow coming down and all that. You know, the highway patrolman keep saying, "God dog me, if you don't have to go out, don't." And, you know, every kind of excuse we could ever think of on a few of those trips, because we was having so much fun. But all of that was to say that so the Texas tradition is still there, y'all, and we just overlooked some of the things that we should have recorded in our own historical value, a treasure chest of things to do or things you've done. So with that being said, I might not go to, ancestry.com or or none of those right now. But I've had some inklings that certain people in our family was repeating some other people and acting just like, you know, some people that they have never met in their lives. And, you know, it's real peculiar when you get that kind of feeling because, you know, you see little small kids that you've seen grow up to be like somebody else that you remembered from long, long time ago that you know for a fact they never, never met. And so, you know, ancestry and genes, and I'm finding out more and more about the genes because I'm telling y'all, I've been looking through it, and it's just amazing how some people act and it just completely make you realize that they just like somebody else. And y'all, it's just it's amazing. So some of the things that we do and some of the things that we don't do is really what define us most of the time. And some of the things that define some of you all is pitiful. I hate to say it because you're just hanging on, and you're hanging on by a thread, and you act like you don't care. You don't vote. You don't get out. You don't do nothing. And it's just unbearable to, you know, see people that don't want to grow, don't want to develop. You ask them what they're going to be doing next week, and they can tell you nothing and feel happy about it. If y'all don't understand that, I just don't know. I'm just here to tell y'all. All the shows that I've done, I haven't felt as good about this one because, like I said, I'm looking at certain people in a different light now, and I'm looking at certain people, and it's all about historical value, you all, because we are sitting on the, not the dock of the bay, that's Otis Redding, but we are sitting on the precipice of a big downfall if we don't get our sorry lazy butts up and go vote. And yet and still, some of the people that you walk around and see, and they just seem so happy. But once you bring up a real conversation about who you're going to vote for and stuff, and they, man, I don't really know, and I don't even, y'all don't hear me, but guess what? Y'all got to pay start paying some real attention to what's going on in the world, and sooner or later, it's going to come to you. But sometimes, you know, it come too late for a lot of people because they don't deserve any better. But a lot of people that I'm seeing, man, that's trying to hustle, trying to get out of the rut, you know, and Malcolm said it best, and y'all just got to remember, you know, it's all about peace and love, but stupidity just it shouldn't even be on the table. It shouldn't be on definitely not on your plate. But you know, even if you let it on your table, you're ignorant. So you know, cause you can do better, and you know it. That's what's so hurting. You know, sometimes you'll say it. Well, I know if I get up from here, I can do better. I can. Yeah, you can. And you know what road it's going to take. You know what it's going to take to make you get up. You know the only thing it takes to make you get up. And I hope it ain't that alcohol. I hope it ain't that marijuana or whatever else you do. I hope it's some inkling of some good sense. Saying, you know, just sometimes you have to ask yourself, you're bragging on your grandkids and stuff, what you going to leave them? You're bragging on your great-grandkids and stuff, what you going to leave them? A legacy of nothing? A legacy of you, I just didn't feel good that day. That was a lot of days. So, you know, sometimes you got to, If you ain't never told your children that they sometimes gonna have to make sacrifices, they was gonna have to face the responsibilities of their ways and all of this. If you ain't did that yet, well, get up and start doing it. And also tell them, well, if you have children, what you gonna do? How you gonna feed them? If you got children, grandchildren and stuff, how you gonna let them see somebody that's trying to do something all the time outside of sit on his butt or sit on her butt? It don't matter. You know, I came from a single-parent household. Yeah, knew my daddy very well. Learned to love him, you know, because most of the time all the stuff I heard about him was a lie and all of that. But then that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is I'm getting up. I get up every day, and I say, who can I help make some money today? Who can I help get involved in life today? I walk around, man, and I try to see people that, and I ask foreigners and stuff, have you ever went over to the state fair? No, me, you know, and some of them said, well, I don't speak that English very well and whatever else. And I said, well, shit, we're sign language. I said, because I need to talk with you. Have you ever been over to the state fair? Have you ever tried any of the different foods, you know, because you got barbecue out there, you got chicken and turkey legs out there. Somebody, well, a friend of mine, a great friend of mine, gave me a $1,000 brand new laptop, Hewlett Packard computer. So I'm telling you, he's a great friend of mine, even though we don't know that much about each other's lives and families and stuff. He's proven already he's a great friend. So anyhow, he was telling me that, you know, he, a man loves his family, loves his children, is always okay with me. So he was telling me he was going to take his children to the fair. He said, but I might have to go more than once. You know, he got children in college and children in school, regular school. And so I said, well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. I can still help you. He said, yeah. I said, yeah, I just wanted to know how many times was you going, because, you know, I didn't know your situation, you know, like that. But, yeah, I can still do something for you. So I helped him out. He said, oh, Mr. Parnell, you said, yeah. He said, but that's what you said, ain't it? It's all about the family. It's all about the friends. It's all about the networking. If you all just don't know, if you ain't never spoke to someone else of another culture or something like that, it's amazing, y'all. But, you know, you don't know that until you try that. You know what I'm saying? I talk to people from Ethiopia. I talk to people from I don't know how to say that word, so I ain't gonna tell that one. I talk to people from India. I talk to people from South Africa. I talk to people, man, from so many different places. You would just be amazed, and the shock value would throw you for a loop for the simple reason it's barriers that's been put up before we even got here, y'all. So, you know, the old games are still being played by the same folk that didn't want us all together. Know how that's the reason they brought some of us over here. And some of us, they made too good servants out of us. But, you know, there's some child heads everywhere. So we're going to disregard that for right now. Man, it's so amazing, man. I was talking to this guy from India. We have to talk by, we on Facebook together now, we on LinkedIn and all of that there, but we have to talk about different stuff because of how we were associated online. You know, can't get on the phone, phone never, hardly ever can you get a phone connection over there. Lines stay busy and stuff. So anyhow, he wanted me to add him to my LinkedIn list. And of course I said, well, yeah, I can do that, but what's the value? You know, are you going to be able to tell me something I don't know, or help me with my push toward world takeover and a whole lot of different stuff I asked just to see how exciting somebody can make the conversation and a whole lot of different stuff. So it's fun because you're online and you can almost say anything that'll get a reaction as long as it's nothing derogatory or sexually convicting or anything like that. So you have a lot of fun and you ask people questions about, well, how long you've been married, how many children you have, and all that different kind of stuff. And actually, if you have enough in common, you can get to know these people. Well, you get to know them, the people, as a person with talent and observations, because they're very observant. You know what I'm saying? And they see things when they see other people, other Americans, and they kind of try to visualize you being there and whatever else. And so, but hardly ever do they get to see any of us over there shining bright and everything else. So I told them, well, if I ever made it over there, they would have to build me a walkway or driveway, you know, a bridge over troubled waters or something where I could go, because I ain't riding no boat. And I ain't riding no plane for that way, 12 or 13 hours either. So I feel like y'all feeling me now. See, y'all, as soon as I say something like that, I know I get a whole lot of, me neither. I ain't going either. You not even going to your front door, so I ain't going to worry about you. But we got to get better at trying to meet people of other cultures, because sometimes when other folk don't want you to get together, what they'll do is they'll put obstacles in your way that you know nothing about. Like time when I heard these soldiers coming back from, well, I'm telling my age now, from the Korean War, and they were saying that, yeah, some of them folk over there still think we got tails and stuff like that, you know, because so many years before they had been told that we were still monkeys and we had tails and stuff like that. So, you know, it was a lot going on, but we never found out about it because we never tried to share the adventures of talking to somebody different. We always went on hearsay. Well, they don't like you know how they'll chop your head off and do all of this here. And see, a lot of that was false and myths and all other type of stuff just to keep you from wanting to know somebody else of a different culture, of a different stature, and you fell for it like everybody else. You big dummy. Oh, that sounded like Red Fox, didn't it? Y'all don't hear me. But guess what? Yeah, I set that phone down on purpose. It was getting hot. Y'all heard that song? It's getting hot in here. It's getting hot. Yeah, who let the dogs out and all that kind of stuff? Well, but we need to invest a little more in our own history. I mean, our own family history, to find out who was bold enough to stand up and stand out. And then you try to replicate that in the nowadays and see how far it'll get you. But I know how far it'll get you with your family. I know how far it'll get you with your friends. I ain't talking about your supposed to be friends. I ain't talking about your fifth and sixth cousins. I'm talking about your immediate family, the ones that already share a kind of delight about you because you're kind of different. So, you know, I don't care if you have to pick up pawpaws and put them in your basket. If you start doing something like that to ensure that your family is created a replica of one of the big battlers in the family or somebody that did something strictly for the family unit, like bought some land and moved all the family on it or something like that, you don't know what's done happened in your past. But you it seems like you don't care. So let me be the first one to shed some light on you, brother. You need to do something different and unique so that you'll be that different one in the family, or the first one to start looking up your family history and telling folk about the greatness of your family unit, your great-grandfather, your father's father, or your mother's mother that went out to the goddamn cotton fields and said she wasn't going to do it no more. And, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Say, man, everybody's family got somebody in the background that stood up and stood out. How come it can't be yours? Well, you know, but only you can find out. And if you don't do it, guess what? Ain't nobody else going to do it. So your family history going to die. Know what I'm saying? So let me get a little bit about the show in today. The realities of life really hits home when you talk with someone half your age and they remind you of days past. See, that's what I'm talking about now. What rejuvenated my thoughts today was I was speaking with a young lady out of Greenville, Texas. And, man, it was shocking, the thing. And she looked just like, I just had to tell her, she looked just like a good friend of mine that I call her my friend. She was slick, but, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But, she looked just like this lady. And I thought she could even be her daughter, maybe. And so I asked her a couple of things, not knowing that she was from Greenville, Texas. And guess what? She had so much in common with a lot of my background that I got to meddling because she said, well, yeah, I did half or something. I said, well, I went to cosmetology school. She said, what? Cosmetology? And started to ask me like all the other folks used to ask, why didn't you go to cosmetology school? Why not barber school? I knew how to cut hair. I learned how to cut hair jailhouse style when I was a little bitty boy. Because the old dudes used to come through my house and cut each other's hair, cut my brother's hair, and have my brother cutting their hair. And, you know, that's the way they did it. You know, funds was tight, but everything was all right. Because you had Big John Wade cutting hair on the side. Yeah. With your hat cocked to the side. And so, you know, all of that. So I decided long years ago to leave this world a much better place than it was when I arrived. Some of you are already saying, well, that is a crazy statement. Daddy always said, son, don't complain and don't explain. And those are two rules I live by right to this day. I don't complain about too much of nothing, especially when it don't concern me. Because if it concerns me in any type of way, instead of complaining about it, like Daddy always said, do something about it. And if you can't do nothing about it, it wasn't your job, no how. You know? But turn it over to somebody else, somebody more capable than yourself. And I said, don't explain. You don't owe nobody no explanation for nothing. Nothing that you do. If you put yourself in a position where you owe an explanation, then you're kind of like in trouble because you got to own up to that. Y'all don't hear me. y'all gonna hear me. See, it's do's and don'ts. I have to tell some people on a regular basis that I live by a man code that I respected so much. His name was Mr. Marcus Parnell. And these are his rules of man conduct. And I live by those rules. And when I tell people I live by a code, they be like, well, who? Who's code? Well, I live by the Marcus Parnell code. You don't bother me, I won't bother you. And I don't use those words lightly, you know. I'd rather use the strong words like Mr. Parnell used to use. But I can't right now. I'm denied myself the honesty of being blunt. So y'all can catch that later on with this other bag I'm going to send you. Because once you get your actions, and you know, if you, instead of trying to explain, hold up for what you said or did by your actions, you know, because your actions should speak for themselves. You know, I don't owe you no explanation. I'm a man. Yeah. Do what you do, do what I do. So tonight's show starts at 7 o'clock p.m. You know, we already passed that. I was here on time. Where was you? Call in and give our listeners some of you fruits of wisdom. The number is 323-870-3963. If you missed this show and then you heard it on tape, give me a call tomorrow night. I'll be here. It's called the Ask Uncle Billy Show. And tonight's show is sponsored by Mr. Big Al Wash, ALWE, and State Fair, Texas, y'all. I mean, when education is supposed to be the key, you're talking about some people that's behind that education. Mr. ALWE, Al Wash, himself, and the State Fair of Texas. We're going to be bringing you all some information concerning education and everything else that's relevant to getting Dallas and Texas back on the map where it's supposed to be in all types of industries. And so here we come. Just wanted to tell y'all that because you got a lot of people that need motivation. Well, I need motivation, but I'm normally a self-motivated person. And that's because I kind of know what I want. I kind of know how I'm going to get there. But the reason why I'm going to get there is because of people just like you, Dyden Thomases, people that ain't trying to go nowhere, ain't going to go nowhere because they busy trying to hold other people back. But guess what? I'm going to help you anyhow. I'm going to help you anyhow because once you see through that false prophet stuff of what you're doing is wrong and incredibly dumb to hold somebody else back that might be able to help some of your other family members with some good sense, move on up and get on out the way, stand up and be counted, and all you want to do is sit back because you think you done made it. Well, let me tell you something, brother. Until everybody's up, you still down. You might be getting fooled by somebody else who's saying, yeah, it's all right. Okay, Don King. Yeah, it's all right. You got a little money and a little stuff on your side. But if you ever go back into your own real neighborhood to celebrate the days when everybody used to celebrate, you'll see how well you're liked in your own neighborhood by going without anything and just being there and see how well you looked at. See how well you looked at and honored by your own neighborhood. You're not, brother, because you're making them dumb moves because you think you done made it. I know those, you know, deep pockets and all of that there, but it don't last when you ain't got no friends. And it sure don't last if family members like me get begin to tell you, say, man, you're not welcome at my house. No, you're not welcome at my table, you know. You're not welcome to talk to my children like you care. You know what I'm saying? So it's all of that in a bag of chips, y'all. But what I really want to say, I think I said it in most of my top conversation, because we are not doing enough, y'all. Anytime we neglecting our family because of rules and regulations that really don't exist only in the minds of them that don't want to do nothing, know how, you're losing it. You need to do better. And with that being said, I'm going to play another song because I'm getting tired of, Lord have mercy, y'all don't hear me. But, you know, the old saying go, I might not can fix it. The doctor might not can fix it. The normal doctor. But, we got to, oh, Lord. Don't tell me my computer done froze up on me already, y'all. I've been working on this all day long. And guess what? Jesus can work it out. I got the faith. Thought I had mine fixed. Let me see, let me see. God, dog. Try this over. Y'all don't hear me. I got the tenacity of a Viking. Yeah. Ain't no quitting, Uncle Bill, y'all. I might be a little slow. But I'm going, I'm moving on. We'll see. You just got to be able to do what you do, y'all.
Come on.
the devil, he ain't got a chance. God, we trying to figure it out. Tell your neighbor, he's already working out. Tell your neighbor, Jesus can work it out. He's getting there.
Thank you.
That was just too much.
This is the universe. This is Holland.
Okay, this is the solar system, Earth, Europe, and this is Holland. This is Amsterdam. That's the strofa.
Well, y'all, you know, I hate to see it. Sometimes I wish I had 20 hours on. But guess what? Time has come for me to say goodnight, and I don't really want to say it, so I'm going to say this. Whoop the queen for that 15, because I'm out of here. Y'all have a great time, because, Lord, I hate to go. But it's time to go now. Yeah. So, y'all have a great evening. Thanks for all y'all that listened in. Thanks for all y'all that wanted to listen in and couldn't, because you ain't got no internet. You ain't got no website. You just don't know what you're doing without me. But guess what? We're going to make it possible for you to see me on TV. We're going to do something strange, something different. So with that being said, y'all have a great night. And again, with the queen for that 15, because I'm out of here, y'all. Good night.